اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. محمد محمد.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience listening to CRI Radio, and a warm welcome to our listeners of our program, Deceit. And of course, we've called it Deceit because you were talking about the hypocrisy and the double standards of the West with regard to demonizing Muslims, demonizing Islam through producing pornographic filth in the form of either the book that was produced by Salman Rushdie in the UK, and you know the acts of sacrilege and blasphemy committed by a pastor in Florida in the United States, and this particular film that which is called The Innocence of Muslims, which is completely a euphemism for insulting the Holy Prophet of Islam. And of course, what I really want to look into today's program is the idea that there is a hidden agenda here, there are ulterior motives here, and of course, it's because the Zionist lobby hasn't been able to get the attack they were looking for on Iran because of the continued progress that Iran is making on its nuclear program. And of course, the success they've recently had in the NAM summit on getting many, many controversial issues which couldn't be spoken about in any other forum, about the Palestinian issue, about the reinstatement of its statehood. And, there have been issues like this. And of course, you know, the American administration has been reluctant to go down this path because, of course, they're drained from their failure of their war on terror in Iraq, in Afghanistan. So once again, I'm being joined on the line by Dr. Hassani. Salam, Dr. Hassani. Thanks for joining us.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Hassani. I like to remind listeners that this is a very prominent academic and a scholar on Islamic issues. And he's also has lived in America for a long time as well, which gives him that extra edge on the insight as to what's going on in America and why they come up with this particular filth at this particular time. Dr. Hassani, I'd like to put this thing to you that, the end of the speech regarding the Supreme Leader on condemning this anti-Islam film, he says here, and to our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world, you should know that these futile and desperate moves by the enemy is against the Islamic awakening, which is a sign of the greatness and the importance of this uprising and the sign of its increasing growth. And he quotes from the Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 21, Allah has full power and control over his affairs. Now, of course, you know, it's putting the stamp on the Islamic awakening that this is a great success at the moment, at this particular juncture. Of course, the enemies are desperate. Your take on that, Dr. Hassani?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, throughout the course of history, sends so many different innocent persons, sure, as a messenger, apostles, and prophets, peace be upon all of them, every,
sure,
single of them,
sure,
in order to guide people to the right path.
Sure.
What did they do? The devils and the devil advocate, in this case, devil and a devil advocate would be the United States of America, the government. Okay.
Sure. Sure.
And if someone doesn't take side on this particular moment, I don't know, I'm not trying to, pass the blame on them.
Sure.
I'm not going to pass the judgment on them, but I'm going to ask a question. What kind of position, what kind of human he or she can be?
Sure.
When you see the role of religion in the entire globe during the course of history, when you say, don't kill me, I'm only a messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, physically does not live among us, fine?
Sure.
But what they're trying to do is a character assassination. And
yes,
believe me,
that's right.
Believe me, the same Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, if he lived among American administration physically, if he was there, they would kill him as well.
Absolutely. I mean,
because this is how they do it.
Yes, of course.
Why is so? You can one should ask. Why they trying to kill the prophet? Because it's as simple as this. You cannot kill the message.
Sure.
The message is so bright, so obvious,
sure,
so solid and concrete. And people, because of their fitra, because of their insight, you know, naturally they're going to follow the lead.
Sure.
So American administration, the great Satan, Imam Khomeini called them, rightfully.
Sure.
They can't see this. You know, put it in perspective, after the successful of the Islamic Revolution, just like I said in the past program, and you mentioned something very beautifully that Imam Khomeini said, with regard to the Islamic awakening, brother, they cannot bear it to themselves.
Yeah.
That this movement is getting louder and louder on a daily basis.
Yes.
They can't deal with it. So desperate time for them, you know, requires desperate action. And
quite.
This insult, this blasphemy, this lunacy on their part,
sure,
you know, which often changes cycle.
Right.
They say, oh, so-and-so did it, whoever did it.
Sure.
But the name is not important.
Sure.
They're behind it.
Right.
Just like to prove their honesty,
yeah,
what Imam Khomeini told them to do.
Right.
Just bring that person to justice, as
right.
you say.
Yes.
There is a law.
That's right.
Whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, even in the UK, for example, there are blasphemy laws under which somebody can be prosecuted. But of course, we're seeing, as you quite rightly say, we're seeing these double standards. Let me put this question to you.
Yes,
I'm going to put this in another context. As far as the ulterior motive and the agenda is concerned, of course, as you quite rightly say, on the surface, superficially, when we look at this event, we seem to see complete lunacy and insanity on the part of, you know, this criminal Zionist regime, as well as its penetration and infiltration into the American administration in terms of determining their agenda and their foreign policy. But let me put it this way to you. You know, in the Cold War, we had a bipolar world in which communism was the great enemy of the free world, you know, the evil empire, as Ronald Reagan put it, of the Soviet Union. Now, we saw the back of that. What I'm saying is it may not be lunacy in the sense that only Islam now is the great ideological power of the future. And therefore, you know, the Americans are panicking because, you know, the images we are seeing right across on our television screens, right from all the way from Russia, all the way to Morocco, it's terrifying them because, you know, if this really unifies the Muslims to see that, yes, America is the common enemy and Israel has got to be got rid of, the Palestinians must be reinstated in their own country again, you know, and the occupation must end. I think there are panic buttons being pushed in the Pentagon, don't you think?
The answer to that is this. If somebody is not strong enough, you know, to stand the chance in order to oppose the wrongdoing of the other side, you know, there wouldn't be any challenge on that part. If Islam wasn't powerful enough,
sure,
if it wasn't a good force of guiding people to come out of this modern, I would call it this, modern slavery.
Sure.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that Islam was strong enough to be able to do this, to take people, to drive the motivation, to create a strong motivation on a daily basis. And let me tell you this, as simple as I can. If Islam was not strong enough, okay,
quite,
there wouldn't be any facing any challenge.
Sure.
This is my point.
Sure.
And all this blasphemy and nonsense and lunacy on their part is because they think, wrongfully, they think they can do some harm to Islam and to the Muslim as well.
Yeah, but they're completely, as you say, quite underestimating the entire situation. I mean, for me, the way I'm looking at it, I'd like to put another question to you, because since you've lived in America, this is a very interesting question for you, you know, because you were talking about it from a social aspect. Since 9/11, you know, many people were not aware of what, you know, what was happening in the Middle East, because, you know, they don't pay enough attention to what goes on by their administration and the oppressive policies that they use in the Middle East. since 9/11, you know, the Quran became the best-selling book in the United States of America. What I wanted to say is that we're getting a lot of support from the Christian world as well, because they themselves also see the insult to the Prophet Muhammad as an insult to their monotheistic faith as well, as an insult to Prophet Jesus as well. And we you know, and even to many Jews who find this filth insulting to their creed as well. And we want to have all these monotheistic people on board. How much do you think, you know, this will also have an impact on, you know, raising the awareness of Islam throughout the world?
Yeah, before I answer that one, brother, if filth becomes a lifestyle, what you going to do about it? You say filth, but you don't mean it. On their part, I'm talking about.
Sure.
I'm throwing the ball on the into the.
Yeah, but that's on a political level, Dr. Hussain. What I'm asking is that on the grassroots level, we've got the 99% Occupy Wall Street. We've got the people are beginning to realize that, you know, they're being lied to by their government. They're beginning to realize that there's a lot going on in which they have been, you know, deceived. They have there's a lot of deception going on because, of course, as I say, the Zionist agenda is to motivate America to attack Iran, you know, to get them involved in another war. But of course, you know, the reluctance is there in terms of the fact that they know that this is going to be catastrophic. But what I'm saying is that in terms of, you know, as you say, the message is getting out there. How much of an awareness is this? Because I'm hearing from certain Christian quarters that, you know, even if they hadn't heard about Islam, they open up the Holy Quran and they say, well, you know, I can tell from the Holy Quran that we're being lied to because, this corrupt elite, which is hijacked by the Zionists, is leading us up the garden path.
For those people who didn't know anything better before,
sure.
9/11 was an opportunity.
Sure.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm asking.
You know,
you
can fool some particular group for some particular time, but you can't fool everybody for all the time.
Sure.
Okay. One of the biggest problem, brother, we have to mention this.
Mm.
One of the biggest problem of American administration after 9/11 is this, in my opinion.
Sure.
And I work on this one.
Sure.
They trying to portray a different picture. Okay. By the way, 9/11 backfired. We all know that.
Yes, absolutely, because it's a lie.
For their benefit. The point is this. They're trying to pretend that after 9/11, nothing is unusual. Same business. But
sure,
that's not the case.
Sure.
This is a big challenge for American administration.
Because, of course, you know, as we've discussed before, you know, the entire dynamic has
but
changed.
But on your question, to answer your question,
sure.
this is very natural, you know, for human nature, what we call, according to the Quranic understanding, the fitra, the materialistic stuff is not going to take you forever.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
The saturation point, what is going to be?
Exactly.
But sooner or later, you're going to sit down and ask yourself the question.
Yeah.
And the moment you ask a serious question, this is the beginning of the lightning and the awakening.
Sure.
Position.
And
this is the whole part.
This is the whole enlightenment message that is coming out of the Islamic Republic of Iran
exactly.
for the rest of the world. And on that note, Dr. Hussain, I have to...
And Islamic revolution is that particular era.
Thanks very much for participating on the program. Really,
I
appreciate
your
valuable contribution. I'm sorry, we've just completely run out of time, but thanks very much for that. And it just leaves me to say for our listeners, may the peace and mercy and blessing of Allah be upon you all. Thanks very much for listening and goodbye.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. 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 وعجل فرجهم